The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Why the Bible? Because of the newspaper, current events, and prophecies. Wow. And then dreams. We're going to talk about dreams. Are they messages from God or tacos? What's the deal? I mean, messages from God or tacos? And are we too cool or too stiff for God?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Whether it's trivia, prayer request, praise report, or you just want to know what the weather is like, any of those things will work. Keep in mind, any topic is open for a conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, let's open up with some acknowledgement for our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
Now, I've had the chance to talk to you before about John and the Blessed Roofing Company, theblessedroofingcompany.com. That's right. Pretty simple. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. His number, one of the coolest, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. I did tell you he's got 4.9 out of 5 stars on Google, but what I didn't tell you is my wife and I, as I hope I have mentioned before, we are in a property far away, actually, from the station here. It's in Fate. So it's far away. It's a long drive for me every day, there and back. I get a lot of prayer time, a lot of worship time. Well, guess what? We have some roof issues, and the owner of the home, because we're renting the home, he is going to be utilizing the Blessed Roofing Company. So I'm going to be giving you play-by-play as things take place. We're waiting for final word. Looks good. I'm just waiting for the owner to finally sign off, because the landlord is the owner's relative who handles all the business, who him and I talk or text twice a week. So we're kind of he's actually the coordinator for the Billy Graham Association in Southern California. So it's kind of cool. We stay in touch. Anyhow, and then if I'm late with rent, we stay in touch. Get it? he's on that pretty fast. Anyhow, I'd been talking, and they had done an inspection with the Blessed Roofing Company, one that I didn't even know that, I mean, it was done so quick, nobody knew what was going on. And the bottom line is that they're looking to get some roof. I think it's going to be a roof replacement versus a repair. And that could turn out to be real good news for the owner, and then real good news for John, and real good news for the show. So we're looking for all those things to be real good news. Get it? If you have some questions about your roof and you want somebody to do inspection, no cost, whether it's replacement or repair, get in touch with John, the Blessed Roofing Company, at 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, or theblessedroofingcompany.com. How about that? Pretty cool. I know. That's pretty cool. All right. I think it's almost, I got 20 seconds away, so I'll do this thing first. We have some fantastic news update on my daughter and my grandchild. Da, da, da. They are leaving the hospital today.
Yay!
Today. So I sent out, we have a prayer line of 3,500 people. So when I send a text out for a prayer line, it takes 15 minutes, and then I do them in these groupings and so on and so forth. So I had to tell everybody, give everybody the update. And whenever you ask somebody to pray for you, don't just ask them to pray. Give them an update as to what's going on so they can know not just that they've joined you in the cause, but they can know what the update is and the effectiveness and what they need to continue to pray for, or more specifically pray for. I think that's real appropriate for people. Let me also give a shout out. She's young. But she is a spoon. It's for Ashley Spoon, and it's her birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Da 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 da. So, Ashley, that is my daughter-in-law, and I'm pretty sure, she'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's 31. I told her I was going to stop by today, and then I sent her a little thing going, it has nothing to do with your birthday. Right. I just thought it would be interesting for her to know, because I know she's probably listening to this part, that there's two very important holidays today. The first one is Thread the Needle Day. I don't know what to do with that. If you're into sewing, that's huge. And the other one, I don't even know if I can pronounce it. It's Culinarian's Day. Like a culinarian? Culinarian's Day. And that's for people that like to cook. So that's what it is for July 25th. Happy birthday, Ashley. You'll love your 30s for about another, year. Then the body parts start making noise that you don't know where they came from. Okay, happy birthday, sweetie. All right, trivia question. Let's keep it simple, because I know you guys want to keep it simple. Yesterday, I was really bummed that nobody had an answer for manna. What color was manna? Manna is white. That's the color of manna. Okay, let's try something else. There is a parable of lost coins that Jesus tells about a woman in the middle part of Luke, about Luke 15. There is a parable of lost coins. Here it is, real simple. How many total coins did the woman have before she lost one? Right? It's a number. How many total coins did the woman have before she lost them? She had X amount of coins, then she lost one. Okay? All right. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. How many coins did the woman lose when Jesus is talking about the woman using the parable on the woman with the coins? Okay. Very cool. I want to get into something that's fascinating. Matthew chapter 1. Now, this is going to lead into the next couple of segments. All right? This is coming out of Matthew 1, but it's going to lead into some other elements. This is referring to Joseph and Mary. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear you a son, and you are to name him Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. There's a couple of unbelievable, very cool things in this text. There are two major components that I want to talk about. The first component has to do with prophecy. For those that do not know, this is an estimate, so don't get all upset. There are roughly 1,817 prophecies in the Old and New Testament. That's pretty close. Not exact, but pretty close. A little debatable on a couple of them. About 1,239 in the Old Testament, about 578 in the New, let's say 580, and then there's give or take on some of those. There's some questions on a few of them, whether they're prophecies, whatever the case may be. They are not all fulfilled, because if all the prophecies in Scripture were fulfilled, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. Okay? It's just that simple. We'd be in a whole nother place doing a whole nother thing. But I think it's cool because four times in Scripture in Matthew chapter 1, there's this discussion about prophecies. And prophecy is a fascinating concept. It is both forthtelling and foretelling. Forthtelling is sharing the heart of God. Foretelling is telling what's going to take place in the future. So there was a lot of prophecy fulfillment. And I want to make sure that people understand one of the coolest things about the Bible is studying prophecy and understanding that every prophecy has come to pass that has been required to come to pass to this point. And in fact, some people will even say, well, Jesus set the whole thing up so he could fulfill all the prophecies. I'm pretty sure he could not align the stars to have 3 hours of darkness. Actually, my dad said to me, well, he could have just known there was a solar eclipse. And I said, Dad, I said, this is 2,000 years ago. So they didn't have that knowledge, and no solar eclipse ever has lasted 3 hours. In fact, they're usually 30 seconds. I said, I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way. And he's like, well, that's a good point. Okay, so the bottom line to that is prophecy, totally cool. We're going to get into that as we go into the show and so on and so forth. But that's not what I want to key in on. How did Joseph get the information? He got it in a dream. And you're thinking, so? His reception, his ability to hear from the Lord is based on a dream. Actually, the dreams took place. There's five dreams in Matthew 1 and 2. When we come back, I want to explore God speaking to us through dreams, or is it just a taco with too much sauce? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office. 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yes, it's a live show. How do I know it's a live show? Watch. Ow, that hurt. I just pinched myself. That's how you know. Email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. We have a little spot there for donations. If you want to help us do some of the things we want to do, that would be cool. Every 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, that all helps, no matter what anybody says. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Our trivia question, which we are going to stay on all day, all right, all hour. In fact, they're going to repeat this trivia question every hour on the hour for the next 9,000 hours until you answer it. Or something like that. The parable of the lost coins in Luke 15. How many coins did the woman have? Don't Google it. Look it up. How many coins did she have? She lost one. How many did she start with? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our very own Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
so cute. So throughout this process, I'll tell you, one of the coolest things about Pamela has the process I've gone through with my daughter and my grandchild is Pamela. Oh, man, every text. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we believe. Love it. Because sometimes that faith, and we're going to talk about that in a split second, is critical for us in our engagement with the Lord. The Lord wants us to have faith. Pamela, totally strong in her faith. And I really appreciate that. If you've got any questions, any concerns, any thoughts going on, and you're exploring, or you've already done real estate transactions, and you want somebody to talk to you about it, get in touch with Pamela Melchiona. You can get in touch with her by going to the blessedrealtycompany.com. 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 You can also call her. She has a cell phone, you know, so for like all of us do. 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. I love people who use faith, you know, like they use it in a strong capacity. I like that. Because, you know, sometimes I have faith, and then sometimes I have doubt that kind of erases my faith, and I love people that stand firm in it. I do kind of a poor job. Okay, again, trivia question. How many coins did the woman have in Luke chapter 15? You might have to look it up in Luke 15. If you're driving, I would really prefer you not to look it up on your phone, because that's kind of dangerous. But if just don't do that. Don't do stuff that's going to put you in danger ever. No matter what the show. All right, so dreams. I wanted to talk about this dream element because there is a fascinating thing that happens to all of us when we go to sleep. And being that almost one-third or one-fourth of our life is connected to sleeping, they've done a lot of studies and everybody comes up with a lot of different things. And I'm not going to say to you right now, I'm going to give you the end-all answer for all for dreams. But I'm going to give you a biblical take on it that I think is rather important. In Matthew, when it's talking about Joseph and it's talking about him being communicated to, Joseph receives instructions, direction, like, you know, you have to stop and get directions, directions, and warnings in dreams. There are four that go to Joseph over what we would know as a three-year period. Keep in mind, Joseph is the stepfather to Jesus, so he needs to hear what God has to say, especially as a father being protective of his child. His receptor, I wanted to say that real clearly, his best receptor was in dreams. That's why the Lord communicated to him in dreams. And to give you a scriptural reference, Job 33:14-18, indeed God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices, in a dream, a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men while they slumber in their beds. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that he may turn man aside from his conduct and keep man from pride, and keep back his soul from the pit and his life from passing over into Sheol. That's the process. Is sometimes the Lord will use dreams because we're so deaf and deaf in so many other areas. It's like he can't get through. Like, well, I don't want to say he can't get through. We're not listening. And so your defenses are down. Your guard is down when you're sleeping. Let me give you a couple examples. And understand, anytime anybody tells you a dream and that dream is contrary to Scripture, pay no attention. Scripture is the plumb line. Anytime somebody tells you a prophecy and it's contrary to Scripture, Scripture is the plumb line. Period. Anytime culture freaks out and starts to do stuff and it's weird, Scripture is the plumb line. Period. Always. But it doesn't mean that God doesn't utilize dreams to speak to us. So there was a point in my life. I'm going to share a couple of things that happened to me. You can just follow along, and you know, you just got to look at Job 33, 14 through 18 if you want a reference to this type of thing happening. So I was younger in the faith, and in the beginning of my faith, it was myself, my brother, a guy named Bruce, and a guy named Larry. Bruce and Billy's my brother, they were best friends. Larry was a relative of Bruce. Okay, all four of us, all Jewish, all becoming Christians within 30 days of one another, all originally from Detroit, all getting saved in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, how's that, right? We were all in the same neighborhood in Southfield, Michigan. All getting saved in Phoenix, Arizona within 30 days. It's just like you couldn't believe it. You couldn't write that script in Hollywood, right? The four of us, we were known as the Four Musketeers. And unfortunately, we didn't have any church protocol. So we would go to different churches in Phoenix, Arizona. We didn't know. I mean, nobody told us what to do. And I'll share maybe one of those experiences the next hour. It's one of the funniest things that ever happened to me in my life. But Tommy Barnett would be teaching at Phoenix First Assembly of God on a witnessing class, and there'd be like 150 people there, and then the four of us. And if you ever had the four of us in a church, it's kind of a dangerous thing because we talk while the church service is going on. So in order to teach us a lesson, Tommy was, Pastor Barnett was very kind and said, hey, you four, why don't you stand up? This is in the middle of his thing. And then he asks us some questions and he goes, sit down. And then we sat down. He goes, now maybe you won't talk while I'm talking. This is how bad we were. We were really bad. But anyway, the four of us got together and I kept saying, I just think like I'm missing something. Like there's just something I'm not, you know, connecting in with the Lord. Like I get this stuff and I'm reading, but I'm not kind of putting two and two together or whatever the case may be. So we all prayed about it and they prayed for me and I prayed for me and I, you know, everything's great. And then I went to bed that night and I had a dream that the four of us were at a kind of a Village Inn. They used to have a restaurant called Sambo's back in the day, like, you know, like one of those kind of restaurants. And the four of us were there, and the waitress was giving all of us a menu. All right? This is my dream. You think, well, what's it got to do with anything? Just listen. So we all open up the menu. So it's the four of us. We all open up the menus, and under my menu on the side, and they used to do this back in the day. I don't know if they still do this or not. It said, today's special. And you would flip it and you would read the special, what it is. But on mine, it said, today's special, just what you need, Dave, and just what you're lacking, in print on the menu. And I'm like, huh, okay. So in my dream, I open up the flap, right? Because I'm waiting to see what the special is that I really need that I'm lacking in, that I don't have enough stuff going on in. And it says in two words, big letters, more faith. That's it. And so I go, oh, I guess that's what I need, more faith. right? And then I put that down, put the menu down, and then I don't remember anything that happened after that. But here's what happened after that. So after that, I woke up and I was like, wow, that was just so weird. I mean, how weird is that? I can't believe it. And remember, we're looking for a church, and we always went to multiple churches trying to find, you know, a place to land. And in this case, I wasn't quite there at the place where we had connected to the fellowship that we needed connected to, and so still checking stuff out, but I needed some instruction. And I knew I was missing something, and the Lord was trying to teach me. It was more faith. And I shared that with Billy and Bruce and Larry, and we all decided that we were going to try and operate in more faith. And that led to us witnessing to people, preaching in outdoor band shells without a permit because we didn't know you had to have a permit. And then we preach, and people would gather around, and people were like, preach it. And it's just all this weird stuff started happening, and we started to get involved in ministry, all from that one dumb special. And you think, well, that could have happened anyway. Sure, sure it could have. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't have. But that dream guided me into trying to operate with a greater sense of faith. I kind of need that dream again because I'm terrible. But that was effective for me. And it impacted me. And God wanting us to operate in more faith is certainly scriptural. I can spend hours doing that and talking about that. And it helped me. So the Lord helped me through a dream. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how you know it's from the Lord and how you know it's not from the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Destroying everyone and everything he finds. He's the hungry giant.
Wow, what a roof.
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you?
Oh,
tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can send an email to the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Questions still on the table. Going to be on the table. There's a number here. That's all I can say. Out of Luke chapter 15, there is a parable that Jesus talks about regarding lost coins. Now, this is the same chapter that Jesus talks about. He talks about lost sheep, talks about the prodigal son, the lost son. It's in that same chapter. There was a woman he talks about who had a certain amount of coins, and she lost one, and she was going crazy. My simple question is, just so we can dig deep into it, how many coins did she have before she lost one? That's the question. That's where it's going to stay. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our good doctor friend, Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brandon Brown is the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center out of Richardson, Chiro Extraordinaire. Dr. B, taking care of my wife today. Today. How important is that? Extremely. Here's the bottom line. You can go. You can meet with him. He'll tell you what's going on. He's not the kind of guy that's like, oh, I want to see you 9,000 times in a row. That's the only thing I don't like about the guy. I'm going to see you for 15 months in a row. What if I feel better? I still want to see you for the other 13 months. Like, really? You just lonely or something? Here's the bottom line. Get in touch with Dr. B, drbrandonbrown.com. DR for doctor. drbrandonbrown.com. 972-454-9362. 972-454-9362. Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com. Trying to get him confirmed for Monday for him to come in the studio. He's really fun on the radio. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay. Okay, I want to talk about dreams. So we've been talking about dreams. And here's the thing. The thing is, I want to make sure people don't get super duper weird on stuff like this. God can and will speak to people through dreams. God does not speak to somebody through a dream every single night of every single day or every single night of their existence. When they become Christian, they've been Christian for 20 years, and God speaks to them every single night in the dreams. It's like, it doesn't work that way. Okay? It's not that way. In fact, I'd like to be nice in saying it's not that way. Here's the reality check. When the Lord speaks to anybody through dreams, they are few and they are far between. I mean, that's just a reality check. The other thing is, we've already said the plumb line regarding whether a dream is from the Lord or not is the word of God, no matter what. But here's something that you can tell right away. When Joseph was receiving dreams, an angel of the Lord spoke to him. An angel of the Lord would say, tell him what to do or where to go. If you're having a dream and a big pink elephant comes in the room, there is no room for you to go. The big pink elephant represents the bubble gum of the cherub that rides around Daniel that... Okay, stop. Okay? If the Lord speaks to you, a way that you can know he is communicating in a dream or reinforcing or fulfilling what Job chapter 33, 14, and 18 is at the time, is if the dream draws you closer, genuinely closer, in your relationship with the Lord and in your service to his people. I mean, you just look at the fruit of the dream. What's the purpose? I mean, I've had dreams that I knew were from Taco Bell because one minute I'm flying in an airplane, the next minute I jump out of the airplane, I land on the asphalt, and then the asphalt turns into a trampoline, and then I go back up in the air, and then all of a sudden there's all these pretty colors, and it's like, dude, how much taco sauce did you have? Well, you don't understand. I had the feeling of what? And then there's the other dream interpretation. I like this. So here's a big one for dream interpreters and the people doing this. Oh, well, if you lose your teeth, it means you're feeling like you're going to lose something. Or you have dry mouth. you feel like... And then you have a dream where you're like, can't feel my teeth because I can't feel my tongue because I can't feel my mouth. It's like some of these things go way so far way out. It's like, calm down. Okay? If the Lord wants to tell you something, he will. It's not going to be this new revelation. I'll tell you something that did happen to me, and I'll share it with you, and you don't have to like it. I'm not asking you to like it. I'm just telling you what happened to me. So in the very beginning of my Christianity, I didn't know if I was going to make it, and I'd shared this before. I think I shared this before. I didn't know if I was going to make it, if I could stay in. I didn't have the best track record for continuity. Oh, that's another way to say that. I was kind of flaky. I guess that's the way to say it. And so I didn't know if I was going to make it in the kingdom of God, and it was kind of early on, and I was having some struggles before. This was before the Lord set me free from everything. And so one night I just asked the Lord in the stupor of my stupidity, am I going to make it? You know, I don't even know sometimes, you know, am I going to even make it? Now, here's the funniest thing. Oh, it's not funny. It's really intense. And then I had a dream that night, and I'm just telling you a couple of dreams that happened out of a 40-year span. In that dream, I was in a throne room, and there was a king, and I was next to the king, and this really happened. He was showing me things in my life that I had done. I'm not kidding. And they were actual events. And it was like, here you did this. And I was like, ooh, here you did this. Oh, like I knew it was bad. You know what I'm saying? And then this one point, he goes, but here's where you accepted my son. And that's why you're here today. And it was like, bam. When I woke up from that dream, I was relieved. I must say, I don't think I've really ever doubted from that point on whether I was going to be in heaven. It was more like, how many of those things on the screen was I going to see, and how bad was that review going to be? I think that was a genuine concern. I think it still is a genuine concern. But it's not whether I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again. And he's going to return for his people. And however he wants to set up the kingdom, whatever that eschatology is, super duper awesome, cool. All I know is I believe that on that cross, my sin was laid upon Jesus Christ. I'm going to make it. And you think, well, you know, what about good works and what about things like that? So if you do a statistical analysis, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I guess I am. If you do a statistical analysis of sinning somewhere between 2 and 25 times a day over an 80-year life on 365 days, you will sin approximately 140,000 to 750,000 times in your lifetime. The people that sin more than 20 times a day, let me tell you who those people are. Before you think it's all the really bad people, that's not the really bad people. That's those of us who sin when we're driving down the road and somebody cuts in the lane in front of you and then goes all the way over. And you go, what's your deal, buddy? And you kind of wish that the ground would open up and swallow him whole. That's a sin. Okay, you don't have to say a word. That's a sin. Okay. Or when somebody is talking to you and you're just thinking, I want to be anywhere in the universe but here talking to this person now because this person's driving me crazy. It's like, there's not a lot of compassion there. So you might want to qualify that with sin. It's not always sin, but I think there's a lot of times sin. Also, when you unjustly get angry, when you unjustly twist, when you unjustly think, when you unjustly speak, keep in mind that the Old Testament calls out sin that is not just external, but internal, because it says if you covet your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's donkey, your neighbor's this, your neighbor's anything you want in your heart that's your neighbor's, that's wrong. That keeping up with the Joneses things is exactly what the 10th commandment opposes. That's internal, and it's a sin. And Jesus called that out on the carpet. He said, you look at a woman and you lust after her, bam, sin. It's like, well, I didn't do anything. Aha. You know that expression, it doesn't hurt to look? It can. So, yeah, be careful. And so when I add that up, plus with what I say, what I do, how I respond, I think that we're I think somebody called in, but then we missed it. Actually, the callback, but the bottom line is, if I add up all those per day, I'm probably at about 20 sins a day, maybe, you know, maybe 15 or 20. I think I'm ranging around 700,000 sins in my lifetime if I go till I'm 80. That does not include all of my drug stuff. So my point is, I'm going to make it because of Jesus. I'm not going to make it because of me. Okay? Does that make sense? I'm going to make it because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And that's why you're going to make it. You're going to make it because you believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross, his innocent life for your guilty life, and the blood was shed for your sake as well as for mine. You see? Does that make sense? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
What a pleasure. This is Brother Richard in Dallas. She had 10 silver coins.
That is correct, sir. You are 100% correct.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She had 10 silver coins. She lost one and started to freak out. That's a great answer. Did you know right away, or did you have to think about it?
I knew right away, and even another episode where it was Peter who said that some things that are written by Paul were hard to understand. I knew that one right away instantly, too. If you know your scripture, you cannot be deceived.
That's right. Exactly right. And then the key, that's the key element. I love that you said that, because the key element is Satan will try and take a bit and a piece from here or from there. And the greatest, one of the greatest teachings I think the Lord's ever shown me in my entire life was, it is also written, so that I would have a better understanding that there is a lot there to get it all, so you can know it all. That's great. What a great job, my brother. Excellent.
Thank you.
You did a fantastic job. Do me a favor, we're gonna go to break. I want you to I think he hung up. I was gonna have her get your address and phone number, but we'll see. If you call back, we'll get to that. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. Take our break right here, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta find my piece of paper. Oh yeah. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. When we come back, are we too cool for God?
It may be false, but it feels the same.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know.
And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, this is how the Lord hurts for you. And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy, showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM. On Christ the
Solid Rock. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Shout out to Richard. I forgot, Richard does not want to take anything. He wants to just be able to answer the questions. Great answer, by the way. I really appreciate that, brother. I really do in the Lord. I love that people know, and that even if they will look and look it up and so on, anything that's getting us engaged in the Word is good. It's a good thing, man. Good thing. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. That's the email. DavidSpoonMedia.com is the website. David Spoon Media Facebook, David Spoon Media YouTube. As long as they allow me to continue, that's all I can say. I'm on probation. I don't know what that means. I guess that means they're looking at me closely. Watch that spoon guy. He does a lot of Christian, you know, citation stuff. All my material is 2,000 years old. Brum, boom. We're dark on Mondays. Let's see, if you get that joke, you really do understand things. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. It's not complex. Jamie and Nancy just trying to help you prepare. You know what? They know, we know, we all know. You don't know everything that's going to take place. We talked about that yesterday. We talk about the fact that it's got to be a day-by-day faith. You still do planning if you're in a place to do planning, and if you're gonna do the planning, do it with somebody that does it for a living and knows how to do it in regards to retirement. That's it. That simple. Make the right plans, lay them before the Lord, and then you surrender them. And if the Lord says, no, I'm going to destroy this before this or this, that's not, we don't have anything to do with that. Do that again. We've said it before. You do your best, play it, pray it's blessed, let Jesus take care of the rest. So if you want to talk to somebody who's a believer in the Lord, who looks at the strategy solutions, strategy retirement solutions from the point of view of making the best plans you can, then you want to get in touch with Jamie. The free book is cool, and I can tell you right now it's a really good book. I pulled so much stuff out of that book. It's amazing. RetireTheRightWay.com. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. Let's get in touch with Jamie. Tell him you heard on the David Spoon Experience. And you can get a lollipop, but not from me and not from Jamie. You can go to the store and get a lollipop anytime you want. Any store you want, you go in and get a lollipop. Do they still have lollipops? I don't even know. Remember they used to have the... candy used to be so cool. Used to have the little dots on paper. That was cool.
And it was like a penny.
Yeah. And they had the little juice things in the little like fake Coke bottles. Yeah. They had all that stuff. And Those big warning signs. Eat this and become fat. Thank you for reminding me as I grab three or four paydays so that they do that. That just makes me want to buy more. That's my attitude about that. So that's the rebellious part of me. Okay, I want to talk about this. We were talking about dreams, and I just would say you're not going to have a bazillion of them. You might have a dream or two or three or four or five. I don't know. But I will tell you this. You have to use the scriptures to do your evaluating. You have to see what the intent is. And just be careful, because a lot of times people look for things in dreams that aren't there. Sometimes in a dream when you're eating a steak from Ruth Chris, it's just a steak from Ruth Chris. And it's in your dreams because it's so much money. Okay, anyway. Here is something I want to talk about, just real easy way to close it out. I think there's a little too much dignity sometimes in the church, fake dignity. Now, by that, it's not a condemnation against the church at all. It's just there's a sense where you got to do things a certain way, and I don't think we recognize that's more churchianity than Christianity. In Acts 20:36, it says, when he had said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. But when our time was up, we left and continued on our way all the way, and the disciples and their wives and the children accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach we knelt to pray. This is Acts 20:36 and Acts 21:5. Two times there, Paul's referencing, or Luke is referencing, that there is a kneeling down when there is prayer. And the reason is because kneeling is a sign of humility and dependence, right? But if you walk into a church and you see people praying and they kneel down nowadays, we're like, well, I've come into a cult. I've come into a bizarre group of people. Because there's maybe a little too much, what's the word I'm looking for? Religious dignity. It's like, look, if somebody wants to pray and they want to kneel, so what? It's a genuine sign of humility and dependence if they're doing it in their heart to the Lord. As long as people aren't doing things for attention-grabbing purposes, it's fine. I've been to multiple denominations of multiple churches. I do like it when the churches, you know, some churches have more of a freedom than others. Sometimes, though, when people worship or want to be expressive, instead of doing it in front of other people because they don't want to distract other people, they get up and they go in the back. And then they might, you know, lift their hands or kneel, whatever. I'm just saying, I think that's just being respectful of other people, but they're not willing to not do it. I was in a church one time in California. I'm not going to say the name or anything like that. I was in a church, and the pastor was preaching a fabulous message. And there must have been 15 or 20 times that I shook my head yes and went, amen. Amen. Oh, great point. Amen. And when he got to the front door and I was leaving, you know how they shake everybody's hand when you're leaving church? He was like, yes, I really appreciate your expressiveness. I shook my head up and down and said, amen. If that's expressive, I'm in trouble. Are you right? That was the most restrained I've ever been. I mean, I just like, look, if it's a great point, it's a great point. The reason I'm saying that is simply this. You can do whatever you want. That's not the point. But our idea that we need to close our eyes and bow our head is more of a modern approach. And there's nothing wrong with it to shut down distractions and that kind of thing. But it is more of a modern approach. You can make the connection to the guy who wouldn't look up in the temple and was beating his breast, but I think Jesus was using that illustration to show his heart more than his disposition. But I think there's a dignity factor, and for those that think, well, I'm too dignified for that, I do want to point out the passage in 2 Samuel 6, 21 and 22. David said to Michael, it was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people of Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor. He's like dancing and being nutty before the Lord. And his wife was like, that's really dignified. And he's like, I was doing that to the Lord. And she's like, oh, you are just, there's just no class in you. And then there were no babies for her because God was very mad at that. And God shut her womb. You see, I don't care. I don't think anything should be attention getting, but I don't care if somebody approaches it different. I don't care if they dress up or dress down. I don't. That's not the issue. The issue is where are they in the service or at that time before the Lord or when you're praying even as a family? Where are you before the Lord? Is it just the ritual or is it real? Again, no negative on anybody that likes to that has a more formal element. There's nothing wrong with that. But either side, people that are expressive and people that are not expressive, condemning the other side? Come on. Don't do that. A man stands before the Lord. A woman stands before the Lord. And that person is the Lord's servant. And if that person wants to kneel when they pray, so what? Oh, who cares? Maybe we should be a little more open to that because that is truly a sign of humility and dependence, and it's scriptural. And maybe if you're a person that's just all about flip-flops and shorts and tank tops, maybe you should get dressed up every once in a while and go into a church and do it that way so you can be connected to those people that do that. Maybe it's a little bit of everything, and we do all of it for all of one another. Maybe here's the idea. Maybe we rejoice when one member rejoices, and we weep when another member weeps. And maybe that's not just the local body. Maybe that's the body of Christ. Oh, these unity things, they're so tough, aren't they? It's like, argh! Just remember, you don't want anybody, you don't want to multiply yourself and have a ton of people like you. You want believers, brothers and sisters, to be like Jesus, not you, right? You want them to be like the Lord, whatever that is, whatever that takes, right? Let's not be too cool for God. Let's not be too stiff for God. And let's be aware that our brothers and sisters might come from a different place, and that's cool too, not a problem. Let's love them the way the Lord told us to. That would be a good witness. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.